Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Welcome to 2015.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Okay, listeners, you know how much I love to try to get you to give your money away.
Yeah, welcome to the new year. Give your money.
Start giving your money away now. Start those tax deductions early. And give your money to the Omni Commons in Oakland. If you're listening to this on Monday, there might still be time for you to donate to their fundraiser. They're trying, to buy the space that they're in. Omni Commons has every fucking thing you could possibly imagine. Meeting space for activist groups, yoga classes, other kinds of classes. They have a bookstore. They have a cafe. I think if you donate $500 to one of the purses, you can come in, every day and get a free cup of coffee for a year. That pays for itself. So if you have a chance and you've got a little money, maybe left over from Aunt June, sending you your Christmas check.
Or maybe from one of your, gift returns.
Your rich uncle. Oh, or your gift return.
Yeah.
Send it over to the Omni Commons because this is going to help a lot of people.
That's awesome. I hope they can buy that building. I love it.
Yeah.
I need to go visit still.
Yes.
Where are they again? Can you remind us?
Oh, yeah. 48th and Shattuck.
Oh.
Right off Telegraph. New Year's resolutions, beside supporting spaces like that, what are some other congratulations, Pine Tree, New Year's, not just resolutions, but promises we're making to the listeners this year? Do great on congratulations, Pine
That's
Tree.
That's shit.
That's one of my goals. Do great. I think it might be a goal for me to interview Julia Bryan Wilson this year.
Oh, yeah, great.
But I think it would be nice to expand our scope a little bit because I went to Carrie Hott's show the night before last night at Interface Gallery, which is still open. Excellent show called After Hours. And I think over half of the people that we've ever interviewed on the show were there. Okay. And then also more weird shit.
I'm like weird
and
shit.
And then more radical shit.
I like the one of doing good. Just do great. Just do great.
We're going to do really great.
I want to write a script.
Never gonna happen. Maysoon, we can't even read an article.
I read those three.
We're gonna sit down and write a 30-minute script. That's 30 pages.
And then we're gonna go back to every other week.
Pages every week.
Yeah. No, I would like to get back on track with interviewing an artist every week.
I don't know if that could be a promise, but that could definitely be a goal. While I was visiting my parents, I spoke to my mom about growing up in the South Bay and her views on art.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little taste.
Here's
a little tippy-top taste. So you grew up in Morgan Hill, California, which is just outside of San Jose.
Yes, I did. On a chicken farm about 20 miles south of San Jose.
Now, would you say that San Jose is part of the Bay Area?
Growing up, I would say no, but the urban sprawl has made Morgan Hill part of the Bay Area because it's just one big city.
Now people refer to San Jose as the South Bay.
Okay. It used to be orchards and spaces between cities. Now it's all run together and it's just one big city.
How old?
Till you get to Gilroy and then there's some open spaces again. 55 years ago, IBM, is that a tech company?
Yes.
Came into South San Jose and everybody thought that was way cool, but they were the only ones there for 40 years or more.
You weren't at Haight-Ashbury dropping acid with Jefferson Airplane?
No, I did not do that. I did go for a ride, cruise through Haight-Ashbury in 1966. That was kind of fun.
Were you in high school?
Yes.
Were guys smoking dubs? Smoking doobies?
No, because we didn't do that.
We're going to talk about art now.
Oh, okay.
I think about you often. I think of you as what a standard art viewer would be like.
I think that's fairly accurate, although...
You don't find that offensive?
I don't. but I do believe that my knowledge of art and appreciation has increased greatly because of you.
As someone who is interested in art, but hasn't been formally, like,
trained,
I thought I would just ask you a few, just give a, we'll take a temperature of who is known and who is unknown by the standard casual art interested person, okay? And then you tell me if you know them and maybe if you, maybe give us a little tidbit about them. Van Gogh.
I'm aware of Vincent.
You know Andy Warhol?
Yes. Soup can.
Yep. Soup can guy.
Marilyn Monroe.
How about Jeff Koons?
Yes.
Could you name any of his work?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head. But does he have things in the MoMA? Because I have their catalog and I could go look.
He's like a shittier straight Andy Warhol.
Okay.
How about Cindy Sherman?
Yes.
What's her big hit?
That Clown.
You like The Clown?
Yes. I like The Clown.
How about Barbara Kruger?
No.
What about Catherine Opie?
No.
What about Robert Mapplethorpe?
Yes.
Controversial. You've got a...
opening back when we lived in Ohio in Cincinnati that was, you know, boycotted or protested and...
But then, you know, they ended up also having that show in Berkeley. Nobody gave a shit.
I believe that. Very, very tolerant area.
Anyhow,
which I consider a good thing.
What about Barry McGee? He is probably one of our most successful living artists.
Local? I mean a Barry...
Yeah, from the Bay Area, yep.
Did we go to his house?
No, that was David Ireland. He's passed. What about like a when you see contemporary art that maybe is a little less about craft and more like found objects?
I don't get that, but it's in the art museum, so I guess it's art. But I'm learning. I like that about me, that I'm still learning. Not at a real fast rate.
I definitely think you give more. You give more of yourself than I think the average art person.
Okay.
As you always read the placards. Okay, do you have any parting words for listeners?
Keep creating.
Keep creating. Love it. We got one entry. In the last week or so to our t-shirt contest. T-shirt contest is still going, but the deadline's coming up, so be sure to enter that. Also, if you could enter your design by sending us a t-shirt with the design on it in a men's medium, that would be great. I think if you also,
someone might, yeah.
To our listener who sent in, I don't know if they want to remain anonymous, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
Send us your address. We want to send you a little something. Maybe everybody who enters will send you a little something. Because I feel bad you're like donating your time and labor. And I want to give you a little remuneration.
That sounds like
is
a
that
good
only
idea.
Money is remuneration? Can you get a trade or
I don't know.
A gift?
I think it's always that I've always heard it used for money exchange.
Well, we'll give you a little something.
A little something something. Great. That's a good idea.
Okay.
We'll have to figure out what that is, but great.
So deadline's coming up. Send us your t-shirt designs.
Also, and remember, you can only get second place at this point.
Right, because I've already won. Mace Noon and I are beginning this year by arguing about who is okay and not okay to have on the show and what is good and
definitely
bad to talk
not
about.
Fucking food.
Can't have anything about food.
Hell no.
Don't sorry, understand why. Food is the art of the mouth. Okay, dancers.
Fine, great, of course.
Choreographers.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Yeah.
How's that different than food?
No.
What about perfumers?
Nah.
Amateur perfumers making perfume in their house.
Maybe. If they're doing something really weird, but...
Architects.
They're boring. I don't don't know. I feel like in a city where it's like we're being overrun by fucking development and food, fuck that shit. They've got enough press as it is. Like, I don't want to talk to people.
We
like
don't
that.
Have to talk to the fucking like Frank Gehry.
I don't
we can talk to
any of them.
Jimmy Johnson.
They're all part of
making,
the same world.
What about the guy that's making little tiny houses for the homeless?
Who's making tiny houses for homeless?
There's some artist in West Oakland making little tiny houses
right.
for homeless.
And he knows what they need. He knows what homeless people need.
Well, he just puts them out, and if somebody wants it, they can take it. Mm-hmm. It's the off season, so maybe it's a good time right now to take a break and reexamine my favorite topic that we talk about like every other episode, different behaviors and etiquette in different situations.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
So here's one, Maysoon. How to take a compliment.
I'm the worst person ever for that. I'm always just like, gotta go.
It's hard.
It is hard, which is, you know, you got to figure out a way to take it because the person's, you know, extending themselves to say how they like something that you're doing or whatever.
As in many social situations.
Does that happen? Do you have a firsthand experience of receiving a compliment?
I've never received a compliment.
That's not true. you can't just say thank you. That's very nice.
I think that's good. That's a good rule of thumb. Just say thank you.
Yeah. I think keeping it simple is good because not everyone wants to get into a full conversation about the work, or they're maybe not be ready for that. And so if you sort of prompt that, it might actually get awkward versus just like leaving
okay,
it.
What's like a, can you give me a little, let's do a little role play.
Like, okay. Hey, I like your video.
I made this video in 1978 when I was in residency in Iceland and my mother had just died and I was wearing her shoes every day, even though they were 8 sizes too big. And found a video camera in a dumpster. And let me tell you about the next 13 years that I worked on this project day by day.
That's really interesting. I had no idea. It's been really nice talking to you.
Oh, actually, can you just sit down real quick?
I've got to go. My friend's leaving. They're waiting for me outside.
Just bring them in. I have a lot of chairs.
Just bring them in. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I think that could.
So don't do that.
Maybe don't do that. I think. You know, maybe it's not fair, but I think you could leave the onus to the viewer to sort of ask you questions or engage you. But
even a more interesting question maybe, Maysoon, is how to give a compliment.
As someone who goes to shows but isn't an artist, so I don't have the experience of
being like fucking on blast, like in the spotlight.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like I tend to not give compliments in opening type situations. Just because I feel like it seems like it's always overwhelming for artists. They're always like, you know, being huddled in by like 5 other people and it's friends and this and that. And I'm just the kind of person sort of like, well, I'm not going to say anything right now, which doesn't mean I didn't like it. And oftentimes if I see them on the street, I'm like, oh, hey, I saw your show. It was really great. This is what it made me think of or whatever. So there's more of an opportunity for actual engagement around their work versus just like a quick, hey, great work. Feels so weird to just be like, great work, bye.
Yeah.
What do you think people should say? How should people compliment artists as an artist?
Well, I just want people just to burst into tears. If you can just do that, I want people to fall to their knees and weep. That's the highest compliment.
Okay.
Another social question for the social moments in the art in your art life. Okay, how to deal with someone when you know that you've met them, but you can't remember their name, and they refuse to introduce themselves?
Ask their name. Okay. Yep, just got to do it. As someone, I have a very unusual name. I just assume people don't remember my name.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's another one. When someone does introduce themselves, but you don't really know what they said. And they keep repeating it and you still don't understand. Here's what I do. I just repeat it every time they say it, but quieter and quieter.
Oh, that's kind of rude.
Is that rude?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you just fuck around with someone?
Let's
just
role
be
play
real.
That one. Go ahead. Hi, I'm Kate.
Hi, my name's Maysoon.
Mamu?
Maysoon. Maysoon? I've never seen that fucking happen. That's ridiculous.
I gesticulate, but my voice goes quieter and quieter. And that's how I don't know anyone's name.
You can ask them to spell it. You can say, wow, that's a really difficult name.
Well, then I just go, after every art opening, I go home and get on Facebook and look up every single person I interacted with that
night. And you friend them.
And I either friend them or I take all their pictures and save them onto my hard drive.
You're crazy, crazy.
Not really. Just the ones I like. Well, I was just going to say this is a perfect segue into another thing I thought it would be great to start the year off talking about: healthy art practices.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
How are you staying healthy in your own practice, listeners? Give us a call, 419-351-6606, anytime, day or night, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Call in, leave a message, and tell us about yourself, your interests, and your life.
Do it.
Anyhow, I'm an oil painter. Mm-hmm. I use lead paint.
Are you an oil painter? Is it oil?
Anyhow, some of that paint has lead in it. Some of it has cadmium, which is one of the most highly carcinogenic minerals in paint.
Right.
I don't wear masks. I don't wear gloves.
You get it all over
yourself.
I get
it in my mouth.
Do you really?
That's one of the big dangers, artists. If you're a cigarette smoker and you work in, if you're a printmaker or a painter and you're working with a lot of toxic chemicals, and then you're fucking putting your hands all over your mouth, all over your cigarette, and then putting your cigarette in your mouth. Don't smoke either. I mean, smoking in itself is a bad choice.
What if?
But you're making it all the worse when you're like blasting a bunch of cadmium red medium all over that shit and sticking it in your mouth.
What if they wore gloves?
Gloves are good. I know smoking. A lot of artists that wear gloves. I know artists that wear full-on respirators.
Yeah.
Other art forms that people may not always think of as harmful: screaming.
Screaming?
If you use screaming in your work, screaming can be very damaging to your health. I did a report about it in undergrad.
Oh, you're like hearkening back to the day.
Uh-huh. Screaming.
Or learning how to use your voice appropriately. Not appropriately, but like safely.
Exercising and stretching your vocal muscles just like any other muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah, do that. There's probably a YouTube video on how to scream properly.
I'm going to put a link to that video in the link area.
Good. Perfect.
If you are like a Carolee Schneeman style person, you use a lot of raw meat in your art. Take precautions. You could get trichinosis, E. coli, salmonella.
Not really.
Why?
Not from just touching that shit.
If you put it in your butthole. Putting something in your rectum is just the same as putting it in your mouth.
No, I understand. But that's pretty intense. Take precaution. Good point.
Stone carvers wear a respirator. I had a professor, a stone carving professor in undergrad, who got, I don't know what lung problem you get from that. Emphysema, maybe? From huffing silica dust.
What about charcoal and graphite?
That too, I'm sure. Any like particulate mineral you don't want to be breathing.
Yeah.
However, that same stone carver, with whatever he had, emphysema or whatever, also rescued a child from drowning after he retired.
Well, that's very noble of him. I'm glad he did that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
God bless him. So I guess huff all the fucking shit you want because you can still be a champion. Not really.
What about other kinds of healthy art practices? So we just talked about like physical health around the materials you're working with. But are there other healthy art practices?
Like mentally, get enough sleep. Get 8 hours of sleep every night. Sleep. Don't do drugs. I'm telling you, back in my art school days, we were into some fucked up shit. And I swear it must only be getting worse because the kids these days have access to so much more weird shit than
we
did.
I'm not going to say don't do drugs entirely. I don't know. I'm not going to. I feel like, you know.
Okay, what about methamphetamines?
Moderation, people.
There is no moderation with meth.
Meth is actually kind of scary to me.
They're still going to do them, Maysoon. It's not like me saying
it
is going to like.
I just don't like sounding like the uptight mom group saying don't do drugs.
I'm pretty sure that most of our listeners are at a point in their life where they're not really going to be paying attention to like Nancy Reagan.
Right. So why do we have to be Nancy Reagan?
Because I just want it to be. I just want to put it out there.
Healthy art practice.
That fine. Don't do drugs. I consider myself a.
Don't do drugs. Don't drink. Sleep all the time.
Don't sleep all the time.
Be bored.
You want to get less than 10 hours, more than 7.
Right, but what if we actively kept track of the shows we went to and rated them?
You want to do a top 10 at the end of 2015?
We can try. I think that's
okay. We got to remember this.
I mean, right now I'm thinking of like top two. Top two that all I can
remember. Oh, you got a top two for 2014?
I mean, it's only because we were just talking about these artists, but.
Oh, yeah. Constance Hockaday.
Yeah. Her project. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, All These Darlings and Now Us.
Okay. How about this? For 2015, you're going to do. Top, what do you want to do, a top 10? I think we should shake it up a little bit, pick a weirder number.
Top 7.
Top 7?
Or 8.
That's 7 in heaven.
No. How about 8? What does 8 mean?
Top 8.
Or 6.
Doing great. Top 8. Which was one of our goals. Do great, top 8.
Okay.
Love it.
Do a top 8.
You do top 8 shows.
Okay.
Is that comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
I will do top 8 lectures.
Oh.
Lectures are my favorite. Okay. Here's another promise from Congratulations Pine Tree to you, the listener. We're going to give you a lot more heads up about different shows and things. If you're from Ohio, then you know. If you're from Columbus, Ohio, and you listen to WOSU at night on Sunday, you know that they had Bluegrass Ramble, where they spent about 45 minutes every episode telling you every single bluegrass show that was going to be happening within a 50-mile radius for like the next month and a half.
So that's our goal. Maybe like the next month.
Here's the openings. Glamourgeddon at SoMart, 6 p.m. Thursday the 8th. Mark Wolf Gallery is having Staycation with Sarah Thibault on Friday the 9th at 6 p.m. Hip Hop for Change is having an event at the Elbow Room in San Francisco at 9:30 p.m. on Friday the 9th. Root Division is having some kind of thing on January the 10th at 6 p.m. Willa Kaner has some kind of thing at the Gray Area.
Gray Area Foundation of the Arts is on Mission Street.
On Mission Street in San Francisco at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 15th. Savernack Street is having an opening on Saturday the 17th at 5 p.m. You have, that's Carrie Sinclair Katz's Weird Little People.
Oh, down here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right behind my house.
That's right.
Cool.
Carrie Lynn, friend of the show, Carrie Lynn is having an opening at T. Morrow Projects in Santa Clara. And the address for that is 1046 Sherman Street, and that's from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 17th. That's in the South Bay, so get a friend to give you a ride. Also, very exciting, me and Maysoon are excited for it, the Alternative Exposure Meet and Greet, where you get to go and meet all the people that won and hear about the different people that won the grants this round, is Wednesday, January 21st from 6:30 to 8:30 at Southern Exposure. And my top pick of the month that I could say right now from what I know that's going on this month, number one pick, Jennifer Gonzalez is speaking at SFAI at 4:30 on Friday the 30th of January.
That's right.
She is a fantastic scholar. So she does things that are related to art, mainly like digital and installation art, and then that also have to do with like race.
There's also an opening at Mills College Art Museum on January 21st, Wednesday, from 6 to 8.
Acquisitions.
New acquisitions of the photographer Bill Owens. And
a man. But the work's about women, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
And also new video work by Sheldon B. Smith and Lisa Wymore.
So come on by. I think I'm going to put some bluegrass music behind all that, because this is my tribute to WOSU's program, The Bluegrass Ramble.
Michael Cleveland, Orange Blossom Special. On the Bluegrass Ramble Sunday Radio Get Together. Delighted to have you along tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, he can put together some fire driving bluegrass music. Good stuff. Michael Cleveland here on the BGR. It's 8:30 in Ohio's capital city. Let's keep the music coming your way. Here's one for Jumpin' Joe. I'm going that way on the BGR.
Congratulations. You've listened to another episode of Congratulations Pine Tree 2015 edition.
Wow. Whoa, the first one.
Just as a wrap up to 2014, I want to thank everyone. Everyone. I just want to thank everyone.
We want to thank you listeners for listening.
Yeah, thank you listeners. It's been really great. Aww. I'm going to cry.
Kate's crying. Kate's fanning her eyes.
It's been really great.
It's been super fun to do this. We really appreciate every all of your listening help.
Every week I learn more about the people around me. I learn more about the Bay Area.
Really?
I learn more about us. And it's just been such a rewarding last few months, and I just can't say enough gratitude to everyone that's been on the show, everyone that's listened and chatted with us, and my co-host, Maysoon, who always keeps me on my toes.
Thank you, Kate.
High five.